Stay with us now for Carrie Keefe's essay she's calling Out of Control, Into the Mystery.
A trickle of sweat ran down my neck, and my t-shirt began to dampen and stick to my skin as my American companion and I hurried along. It was a short walk through town to the small convenience store, with one Dominican guide leading the way, the other following close behind. The cashier rang up the order. Quanto in Americano? I only had $75. It was $22 for refreshments for the 60 local mothers waiting for us back at the Emmanuel Daycare Center. All the way from Virginia we had come, armed with PowerPoint on their requested topics of depression and teaching children, along with a whole lot of love. And now 7 liters of soda and bulk packages of saltine crackers. We started back onto the crowded sidewalk. Suddenly, a Vespa pulled up to the curb. Without a word, one of our Dominican companions took the bags from our hands and handed them to the man. He sped off. No instructions, in Spanish or otherwise, that we could see. My American companion and I looked at one another. Should we scream? Should we demand to know what had just happened? We both shrugged. Maybe we'll have refreshments, and maybe we won't. We arrived back safely, hot and sticky, grateful to be meeting in the only air-conditioned room in the building. It was the last day we would be together. Each Dominican mother had a need they were anxious for us, their American friends, to pray with them about. Our presence with them said, "You're not alone in your struggle." One by one, we prayed for them, the translations flying from English to Spanish and back again. "I'm so sad, all the time. Please pray for me." "My 12-year-old daughter, she's been missing for over a year. Please, please help my husband. He does not know God." I knelt in front of a woman to hear her prayer. Her head bowed low in shame. "I need money. It's due in 2 weeks." I know about needs like this. As a small business owner, I look at every month with financial deadlines to meet. Am I supposed to meet her need? Surely not. Besides, I don't know what it's for or how much she needs. But I asked anyway. "Cuánto?" "2,000," she said. "How much is 2,000? I whispered to one of our American translators standing nearby. "2,000," she said. "$2,000, I said aloud quietly. Obviously, I was not the person who could meet her need. No, not dollars. Pesos. She plugged the numbers into her cell phone calculator. $53. The exact amount I had left in my satchel. The refreshments still had not showed up. I wasn't surprised. People were desperate with families to feed. I slipped out the back of the meeting room and saw a door that opened to a long hallway. I followed all the way to the kitchen, where sitting on a counter were all the bags waiting to be unloaded. A separate entrance. No wonder we hadn't seen anyone. At the end of the day, I left the $53 to be delivered to the woman. Once back home, I relayed the story to a friend. But you don't know what she needed the money for. It could be for anything. You're right. I had had the same questions. I suppose I'll just have to trust. And then I smiled and have a little faith.
Carrie Keefe recently heard from her Dominican friends that the woman to whom she had given the money had used it to pay rent that allowed her to keep her land.